continue to talk about your history society, you were also talking about some forgotten history of India.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like, which?
So it was more. It was focused on the Indian independence movement, mm-hmm. and it was about how, you know, a lot of the success of that movement was attributed to Mahatma Gandhi, but if you really look into it, there's a lot of sacrifices from a lot of different freedom fighters that led to it. While Gandhi was kind of just the flagship of the movement, he was more of a face to put the name to, rather than the actual enactor of things. You know, in fact, there's a lot of controversy surrounding Gandhi. You know, he was a known pedophile, and stuff like that kind of muddles people's perception of him. So we kind of addressed that and focused on the fact that there were hundreds of freedom fighters that gave their lives for Gandhi to reach a point where he could actually negotiate with the British. And, you know, getting the platform to talk about that to people from our school who seemed to really idolize Gandhi allowed me and my group to sort of share what we thought about it, which is something that's not propagated as much, which is that a lot of other freedom fighters deserve the same, if not more, credit than Gandhi. So yeah, that was the goal, I think.
So this type of conversation, like, or discussion, I would assume that you do have to recognize and consider the ethics of, you know, your words or your action.
Oh yeah, definitely. We had to paint stuff in a... We couldn't paint him in a really bad light, because at the end of the day, like, he did really assist in the movement in big ways, but information like him being a pedophile and stuff like that, there are some, like, younger students in our classes, and sharing information like that would not have been the most appropriate if we didn't do it correctly. So I guess we had to consider the impact of our actions and our sort of word choice, our picture choice and stuff like that for the presentation that we did. But I think we did that okay, and we took considerations from our teachers and from the people around us where they were looking. But yeah.
What would you say would be the most controversial topic that you guys discussed in that society?
We were considering the theory that Hitler didn't kill himself, and actually fled to Argentina, which was, it probably was the most heated discussion in the group, because some people just, you know, play devil's advocate for fun, which makes these discussions much more enjoyable. So yeah, we were just weighing out the possibility that maybe Hitler fled and didn't actually kill himself or poison himself. And that was very controversial, because people from our class are from different cultures, and some people took offense to sort of the manner in which the discussion was handled, because he is a, like, prolifically evil guy, and so discussing it in that kind of situation was a bit, like, definitely quite controversial, quite heated. But yeah.